In today's episode, I interviewed Megan Palmer. She's a television personality known for the Megan Palmer Show in Fox. She's an actress, a spokesperson, host, activist, scientist, an award-winning model, and a voice for women stepping into their awakened feminine energy and finding their path, their voice. We went deep in this episode into the traits of the awakened feminine, how a woman can go from immature feminine energy to mature feminine energy, how a woman can heal her relationship with the masculine, both within and with men in the external world, healing father wounds, the sister wound, which is envy between women, and so much more. This episode will provide deep answers and potentially life-altering insights. Welcome to the Masculine and Feminine Dynamics podcast. My name is Lorin Kren. I am a coach and hypnotherapist, and I help you to evolve from masculine and feminine polarity, shadow work, and men's and women's work. Let's dive in. It is great to have you on the show, Megan.
Thank you so much, Lauren, for having me. What an honor. You are one of the pioneers in introducing the awakened feminine, awakened masculine conversation and shedding light on this important, super important matter for humans to become wholesome and therefore having wholesome relationships. So it's a big honor for me to be on this podcast.
You speak about the difference between the mature feminine and the immature feminine. How would you define the two, Megan?
Basically, as you always describe to your audience, we have two types of energies, feminine energy and masculine energy. And unless these two energies are healthy and in union within ourselves, we will not be able to experience healthy relationships on the outside. But when it comes to each of those energies, now we're talking about the feminine energy, when someone is in their immature feminine energy, what it looks like is that they're constantly seeking validation. They fear abandonment. They don't have boundaries. They don't have a strong sense of self and understanding of who they are. And they struggle with believing in themselves. When a woman is in her immature feminine energy, she attracts the immature masculine energy because she is not coming from a place of power. She's coming from a place of fear. She fears being abandoned. She fears her boundaries. She fears her own boundaries. She fears her own power. But the mature feminine energy, which you refer to as the divine feminine energy, is when the feminine energy also has mature masculine energy qualities, which is wholesome. What does that mean? Mature feminine energy is when you have the mature feminine qualities, but you also have mature masculine qualities. Mature masculine qualities are the opposite of immature feminine qualities. When a woman is in her mature masculine energy, she has boundaries, she has integrity. Her words, actions, and thoughts are aligned. She has very clear communication, she has very clear boundaries, and she believes in her own power. And only then we can consider a woman being in her divine feminine energy, because as we know, the divine feminine, the divine mother earth, she is not only feminine. She is the embodiment of the feminine with the great qualities of the mature masculine. She is wholesome.
There's one point particular you made, that women, when they're in their immature feminine, that they fear their own power. Can you speak a little bit more about that? Because I talk about that as well in my work, and it's incredible to me how many women fear, because of their generational trauma that the feminine has experienced, that they fear their own power.
The most clear way to define whether you are in your immature feminine or whether in your mature feminine energy is this. Immature feminine energy is the energy of a princess. A princess wants everything handed over to her. A princess wants everything to be ready for her. Why? It's not because she has a sense of entitlement. It's because she doesn't believe that she can do it herself. A princess does not have clear boundaries. She is afraid of telling people where and when they need to stop. She is afraid to do things by herself because she doesn't believe she is capable. Now, let's switch to mature feminine energy. Mature feminine energy is queen energy. A queen has boundaries. A queen has integrity. A queen has no fear of abandonment. And if her boundaries are crossed, she has no fear of pushing back and losing that person. She has no fear of being abandoned. She has no fear of losing people because she is so certain about herself that she knows people who respect her boundaries and who are healthy for her will always stay in her life. And as women, we inherited this generational trauma, this generational karma, or this genetics, generation after generation, where we grow up as princesses, as a princess who doesn't have clear boundaries, a princess who doesn't know who she is. She doesn't believe in her own powers. She is overly romantic. She is looking for her prince charming to basically project all of her fears of her own incapabilities onto him and have him be her holy grail and provide for her and nurture her. Now, while that is what the awakened masculine or the mature masculine would do anyways, mature feminine does not rely on the masculine to fill her cup because her cup is already full.
It's exactly this kind of difference between she doesn't need a man, but she wants or chooses a man who shows up powerfully. And it's that little distinction that makes all the difference, which leads us into the topic. And I know you talk about this and you briefly talked about it already, about as a woman, the importance of healing your inner masculine. Can you tell us more about that, please?
Immature feminine energy can only be healed by mature masculine energy, which means that for a woman to heal her immature feminine energy, she needs to adapt and learn mature masculine qualities. Clear communication, boundary setting, generosity, patience, understanding one's own talents, skills, and passion, and being good at making decisions and believing in yourself, which again is self-confidence, which is an issue that a lot of women suffer from. But mature feminine energy can heal immature masculine energy, and mature masculine energy can heal immature feminine energy.
This also really speaks then to this ability of now she feels capable. She no longer fears her power, as you have expressed. She's able to set boundaries. And from that place, she can desire a man, but it comes almost, so to speak, from that place of wholeness rather than the princess, as you described before, which is coming from a place of lack. I often speak, and you as well, about the impact that an awakened woman has on a man who is on his journey. And of course, vice versa. The relationship with my wife was the biggest awakening in my entire life. I mean, I always speak about the divine feminine being this mirror who mirrors us as men or as masculine identified beings. She mirrors us, our patterns, the things we don't see ourselves. It's like this crystal clear mirror. In your view, do you believe that now in a relationship, not speaking now externally, because we're talking about healing the energies within, speaking externally in a relationship, do you believe that we can inspire each other to heal in the relationship?
Absolutely. Again, we go back to how mature feminine energy can also heal immature masculine energy. Now, let's talk about immature masculine energy. A man who is in his immature masculine energy always feels like he is not good enough. He is not connected with his own emotions, and therefore he feels empty on the inside. Now, in order to fill this void on the inside, he distracts himself with logic, greed, and lust on the outside, which is why a lot of men that are in their immature masculine energy are very successful CEOs, because they are always thinking about businesses and money, and women just women that they lust over, not that they have love with. And they're not happy on the inside. While they can be successful in the material world, they're not happy in their emotional life. And here is when mature feminine energy can heal the immature masculine energy. The mature feminine energy, her main qualities are compassion, healing, nurturing, her intuition, her sympathy, and helping a man connect to his own emotions, and for a man to feel good enough so he will not need to indulge too much in external things just to prove to people that he is good.
What it reminds me of is that I sometimes say that for many men, the feminine, the external feminine, is the only access to love. It's almost like the only way, and you just described this, about being able to actually get in touch with their emotions. And that, yes, of course, creates this, I say sometimes that the feminine becomes the drug of the masculine, so to speak, because it's like, most men don't know what's going on in that moment, but it's like they are in the presence, and for the first time, they can relax, they can breathe deeper, they feel their heart. Is this what you are speaking about?
Exactly. The embodiment of divine feminine energy, or the embodiment of mature feminine energy, is a conduit or a portal for a man to connect to himself. When a man truly connects with the embodiment of mature feminine energy, he learns more about himself. He learns more about his own emotions. And therefore, the woman, the sacred woman, can be a conduit for the man to come back home to his own self.
In the reverse now, let's say a woman is in her journey of healing. Do you believe that an awakened man, or a man who is at a very high level of consciousness, what impact does he have on her journey if she is receptive, if she's open?
For a woman who's on her healing journey, which means she is transitioning from her immature feminine energy to her mature feminine energy, she can only feel safe to share her healing journey with a man if that man is in his mature masculine energy, which means he is there to provide love, support, generosity, boundaries, clear communications. He has intimacy because he wants to expand his consciousness. That's when a woman can truly feel safe to be on her healing journey while being in a relationship with a man.
Of course, all this only works if one is receptive and open. We can only inspire each other to heal if we're open to actually seeing that. So let's use an example based on what Megan shared. For instance, let's say a woman is on her healing journey and the man, he has reached a certain level of consciousness. When he speaks, just like Megan shared, when he speaks his truth, he will set clear boundaries if need to be, but from a loving place, he will communicate clearly. When she's able to receive that, then she, so to speak, can mature her feminine energy. She can be inspired to heal from that. And vice versa, when a man is on his healing journey and he's with a very awakened woman, her intuition, as Megan shared, has a deep impact on him. But of course, he needs to be receptive. He needs to be able to see that and see beyond his resistance. And we need to see beyond our shadows, basically. Now, leading into something which we already talked a little bit about, which goes into the topic of women fearing their own power. When I look at your work, when I listen to you speaking, I sense deeply that you have found your voice. And I believe this is one of the most important acts of healing for women to heal through their generational trauma, is liberating their voice, speaking the medicine their heart is meant to share with the world. How have you liberated your voice? What was your journey here?
Oh, Lorraine, here's when my confession moment's going to come about. I still haven't found my voice because, wow, due to my cultural conditioning, my whole life, I've been so busy trying to feel seen. Because as a woman, I thought my worth and my value depend on how much I'm getting seen. And guess what? I've been feeling seen since age 5. I was always the ambassador for different causes. I was the UN ambassador, spokesperson, spokesmodel. I got plenty of feeling seen. But then there was one day when I realized that I am looking for the Prince Charming to come and save me and tell me about what my real voice is on the outside. And that was my moment when I decided to look for the Prince Charming within me, which is the mature masculine within myself. I was only able to hear my own intuition and my own inner voice when I was in the presence of other women who share the same immature feminine struggles that I do. So I decided that while I'm in pursuit of finding the masculine energy within myself and really finding my own voice, I decided to dedicate my media platform to communicate the mutual pains and struggles of all women who are in their immature feminine energy, including myself. And we are all trying to transition into our mature masculine energy so we can become wholesome. That's where I am at right in this very moment. I'm in pursuit of awakening the mature masculine energy within myself, because only then I can become wholesome. And I have created a community of over 800 soul sisters who are all on the exact same journey. And all I'm doing is sharing my honest, authentic journey of transitioning from immature feminine energy to mature feminine energy.
That is truly profound. Thank you for sharing this. How do you deal with that when that triggers someone, when someone is not able to take that in and be inspired by it and see where that it's coming from, a place of love, where ultimately any authentic expression is coming from?
That is when the fear of abandonment kicks in the immature feminine.
Yes.
Immature feminine is not in touch with her own voice because she fears losing people, which is what I was fearing my entire life. I was afraid of losing people at the price of silencing myself. I was worried if I speak my truth and I'm connected to my own voice, I will lose some people. And guess what? Yes, that did happen. But I had to work very hard on my fear of abandonment and really understand that if the price of being my authentic self is to lose some people around me, I am willing to pay that price because I am willing to put myself first. That is a moment for a woman to decide, is she willing to put herself first? Is she willing to just experience how the world can feel to her without her fear of abandonment? And right now, every time I lose someone because they simply cannot deal with the fact that now I have boundaries, I just know that I am saving myself from heartache. And guess what? I value myself enough to protect myself now. I used to look for the masculine on the outside to protect me because I didn't have clear communications and clear boundaries to protect myself. But Lauren, when a woman steps into her mature masculine energy and protect herself, that's the true unity with the masculine on the inside. Because guess what? That masculine within you is never going to leave you. It's within you. So as long as you are around, that masculine is always with you.
Sometimes the way I like to call it also, the divine masculine, divine feminine, the great father archetype or the great mother archetype. It's almost like that sense, the great father is protecting you. He is always holding you. He is always guiding you. Even when you're in the moment, you're speaking your truth, someone cannot take it because their shadow feels threatened by it, by the medicine of your voice. And it's like almost like, no, you are protected. And when a woman steps into that energy, that's so liberating. That's so freeing. And something else here, you mentioned the abandonment wound. When we have an abandonment wound, we constantly fear rejection. Of course, the two are intrinsically connected. You shared it already. It's almost like wearing abandonment glasses, walking through life in every moment scanning. Am I going to get rejected? Am I going to get rejected? And that, of course, will not allow a woman to be in her power. Short break. This is for women. Do you want to heal your relationship with the masculine? Do you want to embody your awakened feminine essence unapologetically in your intimate life? Do you want to trust and open your heart fully again to the right man, but also know how to protect your heart from getting hurt? Then I invite you to join my Healing Your Relationship with the Masculine program, a 4-week immersive program for women starting on the 21st of April. Whether you want to attract a conscious man or become the most conscious woman you can be in your current relationship, this program is for you. Not only will it allow you to heal your relationship with the masculine, you will also learn how to support the masculine without losing yourself in the process, from an empowered place and understand men at the deepest level. Click on the show notes to learn more and to save your spot today. Something I wanted to discuss here with you that I believe is really important for the listeners is we live in a very masculine dominated world, right? We reward masculine principles, work hard, push through, kind of relaxation. No, it's all about productivity. It's all about profit. At the same time, women get this message, don't be too masculine. You have to be feminine. While our society rewards kind of masculine traits, which makes it really, really difficult for women in today's world, basically to find their center of power based on the mixed messages that they're receiving. What would you say here to a woman who is experiencing this?
Laureen, in my experience, the world is not dominated by the masculine energy. The world is dominated by the immature masculine energy.
Absolutely.
The world praises the immature masculine traits. For example, the hustling, the work hard. When we were talking about the immature masculine energy, the immature masculine suffers from not being connected to his own emotions. And therefore, he cannot sit still. He cannot be at peace because he doesn't have a relationship with his own self. So what does he do? What does he do to avoid that pain? He distracts himself by hustling, by working hard, by overly working, by greed, by lust. And because the world is being led by the immature masculine energy, and therefore the immature masculine traits are being praised, we are in this state where men are mainly in their immature masculine energy, and therefore women are in their immature feminine energy. Because for a woman to be in her divine, mature feminine energy, she can only open her heart and feel safe in the presence of mature masculine energy. Otherwise, she feels unsafe and vulnerable. And because she wants to open up her heart. But how can you open up your heart if your environment is not creating safety for you? Mm-hmm. So if the world was being led by mature masculine energy, this world would be heaven, because women could trust the leadership and the guidance of mature masculine energy. And in the presence and in the safety of the mature masculine energy, the mature feminine energy would thrive and blossom more than ever and nurture the world. And that's when the Mother Earth and the Father Sky come together and they create heaven on earth, which is the whole purpose of this beautiful creation.
We already talked about healing the relationship with the masculine. Speaking now about the father wound in particular, mm-hmm. I speak a lot about the generational trauma of men. Most all men have inherited generational trauma, which now impacts most fathers. You talked already about it in the sense that men are disconnected from their heart. Men are disconnected from their emotions. And of course, when a man is disconnected from his emotions, he cannot provide his daughter a safe and grounded masculine presence. So actually, most men and women have a father wound in a sense. How would you say a woman can unpack potential father wounds?
The father wound, again, comes from being raised by a man who is in his immature masculine energy. And because of that, he ends up either overly nurturing his daughter financially or by giving too much freedom, or he does it through under-nurturing by not providing enough. In both scenarios, that daughter is raised through fear of abandonment, because if she was given too much, she's a princess. She doesn't believe in herself. She thinks all of her power and everything she has depends on her father. So she's not in touch with her own power, because her own power is embodied in her father. So she ends up fearing abandonment of losing that father, which later on becomes her partner, her people that she's dating, because she doesn't believe that she has the power. She thinks that she has to rely on the masculine on the outside to feel safe and in control. Now, if a woman is raised by an immature masculine father who under-nurtured her, she is thirsty for emotional connection. She is thirsty for being loved. So therefore, she again fears abandonment, because every man she meets, she wants to hold on to, because she just wants to have a man to feel like she is good enough and she's not being abandoned. And both of these fears, both of these wounds, which are literally the same thing, can be healed when a woman is willing to step into her mature masculine energy, which she did not learn from her father. Again, what are the qualities of mature masculine energy? Knowing your talents, skills, and passion, setting clear boundaries, setting clear communications, not fearing abandonment, not prioritizing others over yourself. And that's when you can truly heal a father wound and come from a place of being in your mature masculine energy.
There are many great points you made here, but one in particular I want to speak to, and that is the last point, when a father under-nurtures his daughter, and you express then the daughter or the woman later on in her adult life is kind of thirsty for any sense of emotional connection with a man, or any sense of he's going to protect me, he's going to provide safety. So often what I see when I work with women is that women who experience this, they meet a man who is somewhat, not perhaps completely lost, but he's also not very much in his power. And they say, oh, but it's better than what I had before. Everything is better than what I had before. So I have to hold on to this. I have to kind of desperately hold on to this, because this might be the best I'm ever going to get. And what I always say to this woman is, yes, these qualities are certainly slightly more matured, but this still doesn't mean that this man is a safe presence.
That woman who was raised with an immature masculine father does not know how it feels to feel safe, how it feels to feel safe in the presence of a mature masculine. Therefore, she settles for crumbs. Whatever she can get, she settles for. And she doesn't truly know how it feels to receive safe love. Therefore, she settles for unsafe love.
It's like the common saying that the subconscious always seeks the familiar. So in the sense, if unsafety is what she has experienced all the time, then the subconscious is seeking that. And it's almost like a safe man, which leads us to a different topic here, which is very interesting, which both men and women struggle with, what I see in my work. And that is when, exactly as you mentioned, unsafety has been the norm, then safety is unfamiliar.
Absolutely. What I learned in my experience is that as a woman, I used to feel more comfortable in a familiar hell versus an unfamiliar heaven. Familiarity does not mean safety, because if we grew up in a hell emotionally, the next emotional hell we see, we think, oh, we know this hell. So let us jump in and be fearful of that unfamiliar heaven, which is when we need to check in with ourselves and understand, is this decision coming from fear? Am I settling for this relationship because I fear something? Either I fear being abandoned, I fear being alone, I fear being loved, I fear being protected, or am I choosing this relationship because I feel that I'm blossoming, I'm thriving, that I can easily express my emotions and my feelings and I feel safe? Am I choosing this situation because it's familiar to me, or am I choosing this because it is truly making me feel safe within myself?
Something that I believe is also really, really important to talk about is the power of a woman's sensuality, because this is a kind of more of the taboo topic. So much of that has been suppressed and kind of Awakened feminine energy is also very essential from my perspective. There has been so much shame around this in society. What would you say for a woman who is not in touch with her sensuality or who's struggling and experiencing shame around it? What would you say where she should start in her healing?
A woman's sensuality is her connection with the divine. If a woman has shame around her sensuality, it means she has shame about her divinity. When a woman is not in touch with her power or with her boundaries, she operates from a place of fear. And therefore, even her sensuality comes from a place of fear. It can come from utilizing her sensuality because she fears abandonment, or not utilizing her sensuality because she fears being judged, which is again a form of abandonment. But in reality, when a woman is connected with her purpose and her power, she understands that her sensuality is her portal to connect with the divine. So she doesn't overuse or underuse it. She understands that that is her superpower. That is her life energy. And she treats her sensuality as her superpower. You don't use your superpower over things that are small. You use your superpower over things that are worth being created. You use your superpower to create life force and life energy. And you only want to create life force and life energy if it's something that is worth living for. And that's when a woman understands that her sensuality is her sacredness. It has to be treated with sacredness. A woman's body is the temple to her soul, is the house to her soul. How would you protect your temple?
I want to jump here to something that we kind of talked about at the beginning already, about how you deal with rejection, so to speak, when you liberate your voice. Being in the media business as a woman, there must be a lot of challenges that come with that.
You know, the idea is that for a woman to become successful in the media business, you have to deal with the patriarchy and a lot of men. But the truth is, if enough women support each other and if women root for each other, there is no harm that the patriarchy can cause us. And what I personally struggled with in my journey in the media business is I could not find enough women to support me.
Wow.
I could barely find any woman to support me. And I learned that that is because I was operating from my immature feminine energy. The immature feminine energy does everything to get validation. The immature feminine energy wants to be seen, which is what I was doing. And therefore, I was connecting with other immature feminine women. And immature feminine women, they compete because they're princesses. Princesses compete. So I decided that I'm going to work on stepping from my immature feminine to mature feminine, being a queen. So then I can connect with other queens, and queens collaborate, which is why I decided to dedicate my media platform to not only my pains, to the expression of the mutual pains of myself and all of my other soul sisters. So this, even my voice, becomes a collaborative conduit. I like my throat chakra to be utilized not to just express my own struggles and my own pains, transitioning from being in my immature feminine energy to mature feminine energy, but I want this throat chakra, my throat chakra, to be utilized to express the pain of every woman who deals with the struggles and the pains that I deal with. Because even I want my throat chakra to be a collaborative platform. Which is how we're going to heal the sister wound by collaborating and not competing. So there are two things I would like to mention to my soul sisters who are on a similar journey of transitioning from being in their immature feminine energy to mature feminine energy. If you're struggling to find your voice like I do, because you spend your whole life pleasing others and understanding their voices, and therefore you disconnected from your own, the first step into reconnecting with your own voice is to connect with your deepest pain. Because underneath that pain lies in your purpose. Find the courage within you to go deep and connect with your deepest fear and the deepest pain within. Number two, there is mature masculine energy who is ready to protect you, to give you safety, to make you feel understood, heard, and loved because of who you truly are. And that mature masculine lives within you. Once you find that mature masculine energy within you, that king within you, only then you can resonate with the same level of mature masculine energy on the outside. And while you're in your queendom, you can truly attract a man who is in his kingdom.
Now, Megan, one of the things that we do to kind of wrap an episode up is to finish an episode with three questions. And these three questions, you're only allowed to answer one word or one sentence max. So the first question is, what does this world need the most to awaken?
The unity of the mature feminine energy with the mature masculine energy, which should first happen within each individual's and then on the outside.
The second question, if you were only able to give one piece of advice before your last breath, what would it be?
To not give up on the blissful unity of the feminine and the masculine energies.
What happens when we connect with our heart?
We find our own voice and we understand our purpose. So only then we can serve our divine purpose.
And the last question, and here, of course, please feel free to share as much as you would like. Where can people find your work? And are there any upcoming offerings to look out for?
Yes, please, to all of my soul sisters, if you're on a journey of transitioning from being in your immature feminine energy to your mature feminine energy, please send me a direct message on my Instagram account, which is at Megan Pormer. I am looking for you. I am searching for you. I am helping a group of my soul sisters transition from their immature to mature feminine energy with myself. And we are bringing a lot of incredible experts and things that can give you tools to make this journey easier. And only by helping each other and collaborating with one another, we can make this journey easier on all of us. So please connect with me. I check everything myself because I am truly looking for my sisters out there.
Wow, amazing. We're going to link your Instagram. We're going to link any other links that you find helpful. We're going to link that all in the show notes. You please follow Megan, follow her amazing work. I sense that there are so many great things upcoming, specifically what Megan just shared. Megan, thank you so much for being on the show. This has truly, truly been an honor.
Lorraine, there is one last thing I would like to add. For every woman who's on her healing journey, she first hits a breakdown moment. And from there, she either ends up going in a deep dark hole or her breakthrough comes out of it. I had my breakdown moment 3 years ago, and I was on the verge of going down into a deep dark hole of losing my hope that there is the embodiment of mature masculine, both within myself and out there in the world. And that's when I came across your profile. I was searching hopelessly to prove to myself that there will be the embodiment of mature masculine out there. And when I saw your profile and the messaging you're putting out, it filled every ounce of my heart with joy and hope. And that's when I decided that I'm not going to give up on finding the mature masculine first within myself and then on the outside in the world. And I owe that to your incredible work and all of your hard work and effort that you made and putting this amazing message out there to the world. I'm very thankful to you on behalf of myself and all of my soul sisters in my community.
Wow. Thank you so much. I'm truly emotionally touched by that. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to this episode. I'm so grateful to have you here. For us to continue providing these episodes entirely for free, bi-weekly and in-depth, there are simple ways how you can support the show that only take a few seconds. Number one is to leave a 5-star review of the podcast, of course only if you truly enjoy it. Number two, if you leave a few words, a written review about your experiences, your insights and breakthrough moments of the podcast, that would really mean a lot and go a long way. And of course, if you know someone whom can benefit greatly from this episode or the podcast in general, I invite you to share it with them. If you share it on your socials, that would also be an amazing way how we can reach more people and create more transformation. I also have other free offerings such as my newsletter, where every Friday I send out a powerful email where I share things that I share nowhere else. Personal stories in my life, deep insights and reflections that are going to give you deep insights. You can click on the show notes and subscribe to my newsletter entirely for free there, and I also offer other free ebooks you can benefit from. Again, thank you so much for being here. I'm truly, truly honored to be of service.